Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Tuesday, April 30th. I'm Luke Vargas for the Wall Street Journal. Growth in Europe is improving rapidly, with France, Germany, Spain, and Italy all saying that slowing inflation is boosting consumer spending and helping economic growth. GDP for the Eurozone was 0.3% higher for the first quarter, beating analyst expectations. Meanwhile, the picture is less rosy in China, where data this morning showed the vast manufacturing sector is growing at a slower clip. China's Communist Party today said it would convene a top policy-setting meeting in July after an unusual delay that had fueled unease about the leadership's handling of the economy. Microsoft will invest $1.7 billion in cloud and artificial intelligence infrastructure in Indonesia over the next 4 years. The U.S. tech giant said the investment will build on plans to construct the company's first data center region in the country. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella is on a trip throughout Southeast Asia this week, a region which is forecast to contribute heavily to Microsoft's bottom line thanks to growing demand for AI. And just this morning, the IMF upgraded its forecast for the region, saying that countries there are closing in on a soft landing. And Samsung says its Q1 net profit more than quadrupled as its flagship semiconductor business capitalized on higher memory chip prices amid the AI boom. The earnings report is the latest sign the tech industry is pulling itself out of a prolonged slump. Meanwhile, a number of leading carmakers have reported a decline in sales, including Jeep and Dodge owner Stellantis, which said consolidated shipments fell 10% for the quarter. Mercedes-Benz reported an 8% sales drop and Volkswagen 2%. 2024 had been forecast to be a challenging year for automakers, with high inventory levels dragging on price and interest rates stretching buyers financially. Stock markets in Asia have ended the day mostly higher, while European shares are edging lower, and U.S. stock futures are fairly flat ahead of a spate of earnings from the likes of Amazon, Coca-Cola, Eli Lilly, and McDonald's. And we have got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.